Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Cue, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody, and a happy Thursday here. I feel a little rusty because I was out sick a couple weeks ago, and we did a rerun on the show, and then last week was Thanksgiving, and I so hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoyed some time off of work and time with family and friends and good food and all that. So, and now we're already in December, which just seems impossible to me. That just seems like we were here not that long ago, actually. So, oh, but it is that time, and I'm so grateful, and I love hearing all the amazing things that people are doing in and around our community to be charitable at this time of year, giving to the kids with the Toys for Tots and pajama drives and just all the amazing opportunities there are to give with such a loving spirit in our community right now. So it's just really just endearing to me to hear just all the things that are available out there in our community. So very grateful for Douglas County and how giving and loving everybody is. And keep it up. Keep up the good work and help everybody's spirits through this time. And drive safe, because the snow out there is just going to just start keep coming lower and lower, I think. But anyway, I keep having things come across my phone saying snowing here in Sutherland or snowing there, and it's getting lower and lower. So I'm like, okay, we might get our first little taste of winter wonderland here. But I am kind of flying solo today. So Alan's out and about having fun and exciting things with Mickey Mouse down in Disney World. So we're missing him here today, but we're going to just keep the shop going and keep the show going here. So today on the show joining me is Paul Moretti from the Oregon sales manager for Atrio Health Plans. And so we're very grateful for him to take time out of his busy day. Paul, are you here? Can you hear us? I sure can. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy day. Appreciate it. Well, so here I was just talking a second ago that it's already December 1st, Paul. So, crazy, right? Okay, so I think it's we're aging, because when I started in the industry, you're like, nope, not that. But years ago, I'd had people tell me, you know, seniors that I was dealing with, you know, almost 20 years ago, that it's like, time goes faster all the time as you get older. It seems to go faster. And now I'm seeing that. And it's like, ugh, I don't like what that means, but I know what it means.
Parents ever did.
Oh,
and time just moves on.
It's cruising. But it December is. 1st. So for you and I and our insurance world, that's scary time too, because we only have a few days left of AEP. And so for people to make those really important Medicare decisions and changes and make sure that they are getting all the benefits that, you know, they wish for and hope for in their plan, it's now. And Wednesday, next Wednesday, it's it. So that's kind of crazy.
It is.
We're running out of time.
We're seeing that. We are running out of time. It's AEP is today's, you know, today till the final is 7 days.
Right.
And once it gets there, you're not able to make any changes for AEP anyway.
Right.
This is a crazy time, and it's ramping up. It's typical of our society, obviously, like all of us. We procrastinate and wait to the last minute, and that's what we're seeing now. Everybody is making the change and getting on board with their changes, so they don't have to wait till the last day. And I would recommend that everyone not wait till the 7th.
Yes.
It's going to be a very, very busy day for Medicare and the carrier.
Right. So, I mean, if you're doing it over the phone, the wait times are going to be crazy. If you're trying to get in with an agent, you might really have problems and troubles with that. But tell us a little bit about, I mean, I knew you were on last month, but maybe not everybody heard it. So tell us a little bit about who's Atrio and what should we know about that?
Well, Atrio Health Plans, as for those that don't know, is a health insurance Medicare Advantage plan that's available in Oregon only. It was born in Roseburg by a trio of doctors, thus the name. Three doctors groups actually started back in 2004. So the name is Atrio, and that's it was started by these docs that wanted to provide something better for their community that wasn't available then. And it's grown into a company now that services Marion Polk counties up in Salem, Douglas, of course, Jackson and Josephine County, and Klamath County.
It has definitely grown. Yeah. And I know here in Douglas County, it's growing like a weed. So, I mean, there it's just taken off. You guys are just doing some really great plan changes and always working to enhance it year after year. And so, you know, it's gaining people's attention more and more even, which is kudos to you guys for that.
In a very competitive market, you know, and that's very true of the plan. It's always been the goal for Atrio is to look at its community and provide something that was very beneficial to the beneficiaries, the Medicare beneficiaries, that will not only enhance their lives, but also provide them with a better health outcome. And we work very feverishly and very diligently on getting very good benefits out to our communities with the best possible cost shares. Yes. And I think we've done that this year. It's probably the best plan that we've had.
Honestly, I think, and you have multiple plans. And so that's something you're just not a one trick pony. So I feel like that's important for people to know because there's something for everybody. Do you want, do you not need drug coverage because you get that from the VA? Right. There's something for you for that. Do you need RXs? There's something for you for that. Mm-hmm. Are you really nervous about that maximum out of pocket? There's a plan option for that if that's of a concern. So I feel like with the three plans that you're offering, at least here in Douglas County, that there's something for everybody. And I know you have multiple plans in all the areas that you're in, but I really do feel like there's something for everybody. So that's great. And I really actually like, I mean, last year there was four, but I like the, and you have the SNP. I didn't even mention that part. So I wasn't counting that one in there. I should have. But the taking the higher end plans and kind of melding them together and coming up with, I think your $99 plan, the Prime plan, is actually a really solid choice for very, very rich, robust coverage. Right. And so of your higher ends, this is the one that probably impresses me the most through the years. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm really impressed with the 99. So, but great plans altogether. And I know people know that because a lot of people do choose you and have chosen Atrio as their carrier over the last, 17 years? So it's a long time.
17.
Long time.
It has been.
Well, I don't want
to. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't want people to be completely freaked out by what we had said about Wednesday being the last day, but it basically is. December 7th is. So we're trying not to use scare tactics. That's just really reality. But I did want to mention or have you help me mention about the OEP for those people who just have kind of been hiding under a rock or maybe going through some life things and didn't realize about this.
Mm-hmm. Right. So OEP, which is open enrollment or open election period, is a period of time between January 1st and March 31st, a full 3 months of time where a Medicare beneficiary that's on a Medicare Advantage plan has the option to make a change, either to get enrolled from the Medicare plan that they're on now into the new one or to move from one to the other. It will go back to original Medicare. So they have those options, the one-time option available, but it is a good safety net for those that miss the opportunity for AEP And we don't stress doing that because your coverage won't start until the month, you know, after you enroll. But it also provides a safety net for those that have maybe picked the wrong plan when they find out possibly the doctor's not in network or their drug coverage isn't as adequate as it should be. So it gives them a great opportunity to meet with their agent or call in on their plan and make the change to another Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is that's not a time where you're getting marketed. So people aren't, promoting that because that's not allowed. So that's why it's just good information for people to know that it's like, it's always worth a call to a carrier or to an agent to ask a question if you don't know if you maybe have a special election period or there's still a chance you could change. So if you do find something out that's displeasing to you about the plan or a doctor that's not on the plan that you is your primary care, for example, you know, those are key times where you could, you know, maybe check out a different option if you hadn't already made a change. So
yeah, it's a good safety net.
It is. And I'm glad for that. But again, you know, your coverage is going to start later. So you're not starting off the year with that coverage that, you know, maybe would have been better for you. So
yeah, exactly. It's best to utilize AEP for your enrollment into the plan so it's effective January 1.
It's just much smoother that way.
Yep, it is.
And so, for example, I did mention special election periods. Paul, so let's talk a little bit about some of those. So if you move from one area to another, you have a special election period, or you're aging in, you're turning 65. You don't have to wait till this time of the year. You can, make a change or make a selection then. If you have LIS, which is a low income subsidy, or changes, I kind of feel like people are going to be a little bit off with the diabetic medications and not sure exactly how that's working next year. I feel like we're going to still get a lot of questions after January. I thought it was this way, but it's this way. What, you know, so I still feel like we're going to have a busy few months afterwards, just with people having questions. I'm preparing for it. Exactly. But that's what an agent and a carrier is for, right?
We'll have some extra training for our agents to be able to understand it better too. But that's one thing you bring up, is that there is now, for those members that fall into the coverage gap, the donut holes, known.
Right.
they now have a cap on insulin. Once you're in the coverage gap, it maxes out our tier 6 insulins to $35 maximum. So they're not going to be having some outlandish costs that they've had in the past, where they're financially strapped when they've already paid, you know, substantial amounts of money for their insulin.
Right. And I honestly, when I've gone over that with my clients, it almost brings them to tears. They're just in shock and awe that's actually going to happen. So a lot of them have been struggling for many years. And so this is going to be a welcome reprieve for that, because, you know, that's life-saving medication that it's not advisable to be stopping that at any time just because you hit a donut hole. And some people do that. And that's
exactly.
So horrifying to me that people do that.
Exactly. That's why we created the zero insulin selection that we have now, the zero cost share in our tier 6, because we found that a lot of our members that couldn't afford, you know, the cost shares that were with those tiers for that drug, which is quite expensive sometimes, that they were skipping. You know, they were maybe doubling or taking a 30-day prescription and making it last 60 days.
Right.
Which is really not a good thing. And it's life-threatening to have that happen. So we worked real hard to help those beneficiaries with insulin needs.
Well, I'm excited for them to have that break there. So, well, speaking of breaks, we're already to our first one. We just talked so much, it just whizzed right by. So we're going to be back with more with Paul Moretti with Atrio Health Plans in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian with your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We have with us today for our first segment, Paul Moretti with Senior Sales Director for Oregon. Okay, I just made up that title, Paul.
I like it.
It sounded pretty darn good, though.
Now, so that's fine. So you've heard about me. No, it's actually Sales Director for Oregon.
Sales Director for Oregon. I knew I made that up. I was like, well, I'm just rolling with it and keep adding some
I like it.
Some adjectives in there. Anyway, Supreme Ruler with Atrio Health Plans here in Oregon. So, Paul, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to help educate us
Absolutely.
Here. So I did earlier, I referenced the fact that you guys have an SNP plan, and then mm-hmm. we didn't elaborate on that. So do you mind talking a little bit about like the low LIS and the SNPs for us a little bit, please?
Sure. So SNP, everybody hears this acronym, but it's the Special Needs Plan, and it's available to those Medicare beneficiaries that have both Medicare and Medicaid, or OHP as it's known here in Oregon. It provides them an all-inclusive plan, including drug coverage, so it's medical, hospitalization, drug coverage, and some extra benefits also, at zero cost share to them. So they're not having any cost shares at all, so they're not paying anything in the sense of premium or their cost shares or co-pays. And it is also very low prescription drug costs. So it's a wonderful plan that it coordinates benefits between Medicare and Medicaid. So they're just basically, they have one card. They don't have to walk in to their provider with a number of different cards to provide their care. They just use the Atrio card at one of the in-network docs and they're good to go. It's a wonderful plan though.
It really is. It kind of surprises me that I have ran into, at least this year, multiple people who are qualified for it and have no clue whatsoever that that's even an option for them. So by listening to some of the things that they're telling me and asking me what they have and, you know, asking some questions, I'm able to kind of go, And the thing I love about dealing with Atrio as an a broker and an agent calling in is I have the ability to call and ask for help and inquire if this person might be eligible. And then it takes the guesswork out of it. And it's like winning the Willy Wonka golden ticket is what I tell people when I'm told somebody's eligible. I'm like, you don't even know how great this is. Like, this is so great. Yeah. It's the Willy Wonka golden ticket. And that's what I call it. Probably weird, but I've been known to be that before. But that's what I feel like. It's like you've got your golden ticket when you find that out because it takes so much stress financially off your plate.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fact that you guys give a huge over-the-counter benefit to the people on that plan is really helpful because that's also money that they can keep in their pocket that they're spending on those little incidental things at the pharmacy. So it just has so many perks, bells, and whistles. And
There's no downside to that plan.
It's just life-changing.
And like you said, there are some people that, well, there's quite a few in the state of Oregon that are basically still on what's called open card. They have their Medicare card and their OHP card, and that's what they use. And they don't even know that they qualify. So if you have that, or if you think you might qualify for even OHP, then you might want to reach out to your agent or in this case, if you don't have an agent, call Shannon because she knows the process. She can get with us and it could be found out the same day. I mean, she's able to get that access to that information right away. And it could be a life-changing event for you to help you out financially. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, and Atrio is the only carrier in Douglas County that has that special needs plan. So, I would recommend calling an agent or calling Atrio and inquiring about that. Probably going to blow up your customer service. Sorry, Paul. But
or call Shannon.
Or call me, 672-9414. But what I was saying was it's worth a call because I tell people it really is that golden ticket. And it's just a phone call to inquire. So if you have any of those things that Paul mentioned, the OHP or think you qualify or Medicaid or open card, check into it because you could be having some extra perks, bells and whistles that you're not getting now. Okay. I feel like this is the Ask Paul show. But
That's fine. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, Swami. So sometimes, you know, there's so many acronyms in the world of Medicare. We're kind of big on that, I guess. So an HMO plan versus a PPO plan. I've actually been asked this a lot this year. So would you talk about that for a little bit for us?
Sure. Simply put, a health... Okay, so most plans... And in this case, the three PPO plans, preferred provider organization, that's one of the types of plans we'll discuss here, provide you the opportunity to go in and out of the network. The only difference would be when you're going out of network, you're going to pay a little higher cost share than you would if you're in network. But it gives you that ability and the freedom to go in or out of network to see anybody you want without referrals. So you don't have to go ask your primary doctor permission to go see a specialist in this case. An HMO, which is a health maintenance organization, is a closed network. It's you stay with the doctors in that network, all the providers and any of the, you know, any of the services that are available in that network, you have to go to them. If you need to go see an in-network specialist, you're going to need a referral from your primary care doc. So it's more restrictive. It doesn't allow you the freedom that the PPO offers you. But that's the difference, the basic difference, simply put, unless you can elaborate even more.
No, but I like that you use the word freedom because I feel like I use that at the freedom to go wherever you want. You can pay a little bit more, but it gives you choice and options. And a lot of people really want that. So,
and surprisingly, in comparison to those two plans, just saying, you know, the PPO plans like we have are sometimes even less costly with our zero premium plans than they would be with the HMO plans. I've found them to be sometimes not so cost effective.
Right. And it, yeah, because you should get, there should be value to you if you're stuck in this one little bubble, and it's oftentimes isn't, you know? So it's like, well, for staying in my cage, what am I getting for staying in my cage? Well, sometimes not much. So
I've never heard it put that way, but
I have a way.
Yeah, we both do.
It's weird. And I know it. No, but that's what people are like, you talk my language. So I'm like, okay.
Yes, that's what I like.
So if somebody wanted to sign up with Atrio, and I already know the answer, but I'm asking you, what if they said, how do I know if I'm eligible? Help me out with some of the key things, like having Part A and B and those type of things.
Yeah. So basically, to be, you know, eligible for one of our plans is basically, you know, you need to have Parts A and B of Medicare, which is your red, white, and blue card. You need to live in the service area where our offices are, where we're offering the plan. So in your case, they need to live in Douglas County to be able to get on the Atrio plan there. You need to be a U.S. citizen or lawfully present in the U.S. And usually it's 65 and older, or if by chance you have chronic conditions that allow you some disability for 24 months, then you're eligible for Medicare, which means you'll be eligible for our plan. So that's it. And there's no qualifying. There's no physicals. It's a guaranteed enrollment if you meet those factors there.
And then one other question, because this is something else. I always love how year after year it changes. It's never the same thing that people are interested in or the same thing that are being asked all the time. But a Medicare supplement is, you know, where Medicare pays and then your supplement picks up that 20% or that coinsurance. And a lot of people have been on that for a long time and are kind of getting sticker shock. And so they're shopping at Medicare Advantage plans this year. And so I always talk about the, you know, your 1 year trial right. So can you talk about that for a second?
Sure. For supplemental plans, or otherwise known as Medigap plans, they offer, the government has actually implemented this system now to allow those beneficiaries that are on a supplemental plan a period of time, 12 months of a test drive or trial, it's called the trial right, basically to allow them to try out a Medicare Advantage plan. And they have up to one whole year at any time during that year if they decide they're not happy with the Medicare Advantage plan, which is usually unlikely. they'll go back. They have a guaranteed enrollment into their supplement plan.
Well, I like that you said that it was not likely, because I have go on record for saying I have never had anybody go back, not one time yet.
Yeah.
And I call them to say, okay, we're coming up on a year. What are we thinking? So I have had somebody had a bad year their first time, and they said that was a fluke. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going to switch back. And so I have never had anybody use the trial right and go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're usually coming here for lower premiums, and you're usually coming to an Advantage plan for the perks, bells, and whistles. And once you get to test drive
benefits.
Those, the enhanced benefits, you're not going to want to go back. So,
okay,
we got 2 minutes left here, Paul. So last time I kind of gave you some grief and picked on you. I hope your wife heard the show, though. So I just want to give you she did. Oh, awesome. So I want to just give you the opportunity. If there's anything else that you want us to know about Atrio or this time of year or anything, please let us know anything in closing here that you have for us.
Well, I can say that Atrio has been just an amazing plan. I came to this company 8 years ago. I was recruited and was cautious about, my reputation going into, a company that was not something that I knew about. I didn't really know about Atrio because it never affected my life. And I have to say, within a month, I felt so blessed to actually be working with this company with the philosophy that it has, which is to, just basically take care of the beneficiary, to really treat the member like a person. You're not just a number. And I know you hear that out there in the world, but I can say this from my experience and my perspective that Atrio treats their members like they're special, they're gold to us. And that's proven in the amount of positive feedback that we get from the members when we have these member meetings. We're seeing outstanding attendance to these meetings now, where there are over 100 members at a time, and where we're actually having to get more space the same day for more meetings because so many are coming to hear about the plan changes that we've made, and they like to provide the accolades and tell them how happy they are. And I can count, honestly, on one hand, of all the meetings that I've ever done, of the complaints that I've ever heard, most everything is an accolade. It's always positive. And that says a lot about a company that's providing a product, and to have its 22,000 plus members tell them that they love the plan. So we've kind of been known as the peace of mind plan, or the warm and fuzzy plan, because we're local in the communities that we serve. And I think that's indicative of what we're seeing now in the response from the members that we have. So I'm just very happy to be part of it, be able to work with people like yourself, because, we actually work with the best agents in Oregon. We try to get everybody background checked and qualified to come in as some of the best of the best. So I'm just honored to do this business and wish I was doing it for the last 50 years.
Well, thank you so much for, again, taking time out of your busy day. And that was very well put at the end, because that's exactly what I would say, the sentiment as well.
Yeah.
And so thank you. Hang in there for the next week. I know we're going to be on for a wild ride, but I appreciate your time.
It's busy.
And we're going to be heading out to a commercial here. We're going to be back with the big guy, Carlos himself, for Umpqua Survival on the Local Business Buzz after the break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. This is your cue, and I am Shannon Sebastian, and I have Carlos from Umpqua Survival in here with me today.
How's it going?
It's going. I was telling everybody I feel a little rusty. I've been off for a couple weeks with Thanksgiving and this and that happening, and so I'm like, oh, well, thank goodness I knew Paul with Atrio, and I know Carlos. I'm like, oh, this, I'm just going to go in and fly by the seat of my pants today. So, but good to see you. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. It was good.
Great. How's things out at Umpqua Survival on Diamond Lake Boulevard?
Oh my gosh, it's insane out there right now.
Okay, so here's the key question. Everybody's going to say, Shannon, why don't you ask Carlos about what's it been like at Umpqua Survival since Election Day?
It's been insane. It's been crazy. And it actually started a few days before Election Day. My employees describe it as Black Friday every day, all day long.
Every day, all day long. So, well, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, you know, I wonder sometimes if they think these things through, because when these bills come down, it does this. And so then people go out and buy a lot of stuff.
Well, this is about probably three times what I've ever seen.
On a crazy month before, or just
period,
with the
even
sales?
During an election year or anything. I mean, we've never seen numbers like we're seeing right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I know I was sharing with Carlos during the break that my husband went and bought a gun, shocker. But he was like number 15,000 and something in line. So it's like, hurry up and wait.
Exactly. And there's so much, you know, mystery to all of it, because nobody's been given any concrete information. So,
well, I think that's what we talked about, you know, ahead of time, Carlos, with the measure, is how unorganized and not thought out this was. And it's already proven to be exactly what we said, complex. People are scrambling. They don't know what to do or what they're supposed to do, or, you know, people want to be, what do you call that, compliant. But we don't even know the rules come. Is December 8th the hot date that they're putting out there?
Well, that's what I've heard, but what happens on that day, nobody's been told.
Yeah, well, that's a week. Today's the 1st. So here we're a week from now, and we don't even know what that's going to look like. It's chaos. But anyway, so have you, so the December 8th is coming. So everybody hurry up and go out to Umpqua Survival on Diamond Lake Boulevard. See what's left. Do you have empty shelves?
They're pretty empty, but we're ordering stuff as fast as we can. I got a couple of pretty good size orders in today of things that will still be legal if the law sticks. And we're special ordering stuff for people.
Yeah. So tell us what your, it's a new month. So we're December 1 today. So what is the special gun raffle for the month of December?
Well, so December, we started a couple years ago. We just wrap up the firearm, so you don't know what you're going to win.
Oh.
And so that's what we did. And we've got a gift wrap present on our counter, and that's what you're entering to win.
Santa surprise.
Yeah.
Santa's Umpqua Survival Surprise.
Yeah, and this month it's going to benefit Source One Serenity. They help veterans that are victims of PTSD and take them out, teach them how to fly fish and camp, and they do a bunch of community outreach. So.
Oh, that's excellent. And you said that was Source One?
Source One Serenity. Yeah.
Source One Serenity. I love that. Anything to do with veterans, of course, you know we love. So
yeah, we always like to help them out.
Absolutely.
And last month's raffle went awesome, and I've got about, I think we got somewhere around $1,800 worth of toys piled into our bin right now for Rudolph Run.
So. Yes, the Rudolph Run. I actually saw a picture of your lobby, or I think maybe it was in the video when you when they did the gun raffle drawing for last month, and I could see your bin runneth over.
Oh yeah,
but it's never too much, right?
No.
So if people want to drop something off, they can come in during your regular business hours and drop off a gift for a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's the age range on that? Do you know, Carlos? Like, what, where they try to target? Is it just under 18 or?
I believe it's under 18. I really don't know. I tried to get stuff in all ranges. So
yeah, boys, girls, everything. Drop a gift off and help Umpqua Survival make some kiddos really happy this holiday season. So the Rudolph Run is so fun. I love last year I got to see everybody traveling around and kind of doing their parade and stuff from the radio station. It's super cool.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a great cause. Okay, so I also wanted to ask you, gosh, I had it right there, and then you told me about the Source One, which I thought was really cool, and my mind kind of went somewhere else. Oh, so we are in December, which is Christmas month, which is whatever. So I know you said you're buying certain things and getting them out there. And so do you have any specials or anything that you do differently during the month of December typically?
Well, I kind of order heavy on stocking stuffer type things or smaller presents. We have lots of backpacking and camping gear that I've stocked up on. Knives are very popular, so I've got lots of knife selection. We also carry goat guns. If you're not familiar with those are the little die-cast
toy gun models
that actually they work. They don't shoot, but I mean,
right.
You can cycle them and that kind of thing. They're fun to build.
I got one of those for a charity event that I thought was super cool.
Oh, so. And I have a huge order of concealed carry purses that'll be coming in. Ooh. Probably beginning of next week. So
go in and check it out. Buy some raffle tickets for a really good charity cause and put in for the raffle for here. And we're going to say, oh, I see somebody's name right there. So we're going to talk about the winner here later in a bit for the $25 gift certificate that Carlos does every week for the show. And thank you for that. And so we talked about December 8th, and that's coming up. And not knowing what's happening there. Oh, I know what one of the things was is I think I'd really encourage people to be patient. I know I told my husband that 15,000 was a lot in line. I was talking with my son today who's waiting to be able to pick his up. But it's like you guys have no control over that. And so people just really need to be patient because it can put your license at risk. And I think that's important for people to know that you need to do what you need to do to be compliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're trying to be as helpful as possible. We relay whatever information that we do have. And, we're as patient with our customers as we hope that they will be with us. The other side is we have tons of people ordering things online and having them shipped to us, which is great. We love helping people out that way. But please wait till we call you and tell you it's ready to pick up. We have people that are watching the tracking and they're walking in the store the same time as the UPS guy. And
oh,
I've got
gosh.
200 packages to get through, you know.
You guys get a lot of boxes delivered every day. Every time I'm out there, there's a delivery coming through, and they call it Christmas every day because the guys are just opening up boxes left and right. I'm like, that's not a bad job. Christmas every day, and when it's cool stuff like that.
It all kind of starts looking the same, though.
Oh, maybe. I guess maybe it would be fun to come fill in for a bit then and be like, ooh, what's this or this? But, well, it's time for a break. We're going to take a break and more with Carlos when we come back here on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Sebastian here with Your Cue. Oh, it's a freezing cold Thursday. I'm not even going to lie. I always like to talk about how nice the weather is, but it's cold.
It's warm in here.
It's warm. It is kind of warm in the studio, and that's not my fault. Normally it would be my fault in my own office, but here it's not. Okay, so we're back with more with Carlos here from Umpqua Survival. And we're laughing because during the break, we just keep talking about stuff. And I'm like, I'm so out of practice being here in the studio after being gone. You wouldn't think 2 weeks is that big of a deal, but it kind of is. So I'm never sure if I'm shutting stuff off. Forgive me if you hear me saying things during commercials. I'll get better next week. I'll fix it next week. Okay, so Carlos, I had mentioned that earlier that my husband had gone and gotten a gun, and that he was like 15,000th in line. But what I failed to mention was this was weeks ago. So you're telling me the number's crazy big now.
Oh, yeah. As of today, I think there's 31,000 people in line without concealed carry permits and about 9,000 people with concealed carry permits waiting.
That's not going to happen in 7 days.
So no, absolutely not.
There's no way. So this is interesting. So I'm going to have to call you in a week and be like, so how's this panning out? I do know that, there are lots of people who are putting in opposition and filing lawsuits against the Measure 114 to try to stop it.
Yeah, and is unconstitutional. A judge tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully to get an injunction. We're keeping our fingers crossed. So
I think every day that it will be more and more to know and to learn. And so I don't know, maybe I'm tossing this out because I know you guys are great with some of your lives. I'm thinking maybe it would be nice if you find stuff out every once in a while to toss a live out at the Umpqua Survival Facebook site, because you guys are so great at doing your videos, and what a great way to just kind of catch people up every so often and putting universe.
That is something we've been talking about. It's just, if you've been into the store lately, it is so crazy busy that, I mean, I haven't even posted next month's raffle on the internet yet because I haven't had time.
Yeah, I didn't know. And usually I do know before I ask the question because I've seen it, because you announce it when you do the drawing for the last month and here's what's for next month. But I didn't know about the Santa surprise. So that's pretty cool. Maybe I didn't see the whole video, but I know it is. I know you're saying it's nuts out there, but I was thinking.
On Thanksgiving Day, I had my laptop out and I was doing orders for the store, waiting for my family to show up.
Oh, at home?
Because I just haven't had time at work.
Oh, that's nuts. And that's, that's kind of the ironic thing about it for me that I was saying is it's like, here we have this measure. It passed. People panicked, which happens every time they're nervous about their Second Amendment rights. They're out buying up stuff like crazy. They're buying all these things. And now if there's an injunction, or now if this thing doesn't go through, which I'm going to be honest, I hope it doesn't. So then all these people are out there that bought all the stuff that they may have never even purchased had it not even happened. So it's just crazy. It's just a crazy cycle to me.
Well, but it's like most things that are restrictive. You put it out there and it's mostly counterproductive.
Well, and people have the fear of missing out. I mean, that's our generation, is the FOMO generation. We're just like, we don't want to miss out on anything because they're Facebook crazy, or we don't want to miss out on anything. I mean, I see it right now with Medicare benefits, all these stupid commercials on TV that drive me nuts. People just have that fear of missing out. Am I not getting what I have a right to have, or what's eligible for me, or, whatever it may be. It's just people have that. It just drives something in us where if you tell us we can't, we're going to show you we can one way or another. And like you said, your business is nuts right now. So
yeah,
it's just hopefully they hang in there. Hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. So we'll have to keep everybody posted for that. And we talked about stocking stuffers and all the things that you have out there. You're trying to get in guns. You're trying to get in more things.
I will tell you one thing, though. When things get crazy like this, you really get to see the people that do appreciate you. They really like to show it. Today, we're crazy busy, and we had a customer come in with a giant bag of candy and just left it for the employees. And then another guy brought a pizza in, and then we were in the middle eating that pizza, and another guy came in with two pizzas.
Oh, my goodness.
So we were sharing pizza with the customers that were at the counter, and I mean, customers are just bringing things in because they're like, we see how hard you're working. And
right.
So we really appreciate that. And we appreciate everybody's patience. And we will try and keep everyone posted with all the information that we find out.
And the other thing I want you, when we were talking before the show a little bit here, Carlos, was I think some people feel like if this is what they do is guns is their sole business, which that isn't Umpqua Survival's sole business, that those are all going to collapse. You have no intentions of going anywhere. And I think that's important for people to hear from you.
Yeah, we're definitely not going anywhere. In all honesty, guns is the smallest portion of our profit. So we make money on everything else on the other side of the counter, and we'll continue to do that.
So I think that's important because I know as far as myself, I was concerned, you know, for those local businesses. So I'm thrilled to hear that from you today. And I think that will make everybody really happy to hear that as well. So we're running out of time here, getting towards the end of the show, and we still have to announce. And I think this looks like either Pamela or Paula Braggin. So I am going to call you after the show and let you know that you're the happy winner of a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. Go get your stocking stuffers. Get your swag, whatever it is that you're wanting. Well, Carlos, thank you so much for being with us today and updating us on life out there and all the cool things that you have going. Check it out. Check out Santa Surprise. Go buy some tickets. And
I want to tell everybody, have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I won't be on here again until next year. So Happy New Year, and thanks for doing this for us.
Yes, and thank you for all the wonderful things you do for the community, and Merry Christmas to you too. So everybody from Shannon and Carlos here today with your cue and the local business buzz, have a very Merry Christmas, and you know what to do, Douglas County. Keep it kind.